And in matter of fact, this last winter in Arizona, you see a lot of Arizona's high, and they do get a lot of bad storms. And two girls were out 7 days, and they did have to amputate this one girl's legs.
Around here, do they have special names for the stages of frostbite, or you either have it or you don't?
I don't think of it.
Okay. In the fall, I guess when it gets very, very cold and it kills the crops, what do you call that?
Frost.
Uh-huh.
Freeze or frost.
And when it does that to the soil too.
The frost goes into the ground.
All right. And do you have different types of snow? Water content?
Yes, it's usually in the wintertime it's drier, and then you get along. It's sometime usually about in March in this country it'll start to change from wetter snow, you know, there'll be more moisture content to it.
Okay.
And lots of times it doesn't blow as much then. And
okay. What about, for example, when you go out on the roads in the wintertime where the water melts and then it freezes
ice.
Up? Ice? Are there different types of ice?
Well, black ice and well, black ice is something you don't really see very much. And then there's, you know, your slower creeks and things like that will freeze over too, you know. I guess any water that's exposed in the wintertime is frozen.
Are there different terms for the stages of thawing and freezing and ice? Can you think of any? Or to describe the thinness of it or the thickness?
Well, when it's very thin, they call it thin ice, but I don't really think. And, you know, like if you get onto the lakes or something, they city or somebody will usually tell them when it's safe to go out. You're not supposed to go out till it's...
Or when you can drive your car out.
Yeah.
Okay. And in the springtime, when the weather warms up, you have a...
Spring thaw.
Okay. Do you have different names for wind storms?
Well, like what? Like a tornado and a...
Mm-hmm. How about I know up in Canada they have this, but in the springtime or when the temperature really changes a lot. We'll get to that later. Maybe not. What do you call it when the wind is just starting? You say the wind...
A breeze? Is that what you mean?
Or you know, to describe the wind going from 0 to maybe 20... miles per hour. You say the wind is
gentle.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Just starting. A term for saying the wind is starting.
I don't think.
Okay, like picking up or.
Well,
okay.
You might say that.
Or for the
starting
wind.
To pick up or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the and when it is decreases.
Go down.
Do you have terms that you can fill in here? Hotter than
hell.
Okay. Any others?
I don't know. Don't think of anything.
Colder? Colder than?
Yeah, you can say the same thing.
Hell's hot and cold. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's basically it. Any others for colder than? You can think of?
No. Yeah. Used to be a. Oh, a little rhyme. I don't remember how it goes now, but...
Oh, you probably do.
Clear as a bell and cold as hell.
That's good. Okay. When you go outside,